Ordinary people gather with ordinary lives, tired from working, waiting, hoping, and trying to make a way. With unfinished dreams, quiet questions, and the deep human hope that blessing could still find them where they were. On the hillside, the voice began to speak and the crowd leaned in. Blessing was named in a new way, through people who kept tending, kept trusting, kept participating. Even before the harvest could be seen, somewhere in that crowd, someone heard the word blessed and remembered the seed in their own hand. They had been waiting for proof, waiting for the green to break through, waiting for the world to look at their life and call it meaningful. But the seed was small, the ground was quiet, and life was doing deeper work beneath the surface. So they stepped closer to the field of their own life. They worked with what had been given. They stopped treating the beginning like it was too small to matter. Morning by morning, they tended what mattered: a dream, a healing, a relationship, a calling, a deeper trust in life. And while they were tending the seed was teaching them how to trust. Blessed are the ones who keep tending. Blessed are the ones who trust the unfolding. Blessed are the ones who see possibility early. Blessed are the ones who participate with life. Life is moving, life is unfolding, life is responding, and so am I. I am here, I am willing, I am blessed in the becoming. Days passed and much of what matters stayed hidden. There was no applause for patience, no celebration for another morning of showing up. No easy way to explain the faith it takes to honor what has barely begun. But something was forming, strength was growing quietly, wisdom was taking shape quietly, healing was moving quietly. Possibility was alive beneath the surface, long before anyone else knew what to call it. The one who tended began to understand that greatness often begins unnoticed. Life can be sacred before it is visible. A beginning can be blessed before it becomes a harvest. So they stayed with the process, and the process stayed with them.
Blessed are the ones who keep tending.
Blessed are the ones who
trust the unfolding.
Blessed are the ones who see possibility early. Blessed are the ones who participate with life.
Life is moving,
life is unfolding,
life is responding,
and so am I. By the time the harvest came, the field had changed, and so had they. The seed had grown, and so had their patience. The work had deepened their strength, the waiting had widened their trust, the tending had moved them from watching life happen into living life fully. They looked at what had come into fullness and understood the blessing in a deeper way. The harvest was beautiful, the becoming was sacred, the fruit was real, the inner growth was real too. What they had tended had also tended them. Now hear this. Blessing lives in participation. It lives in the moment you step into the field of your own life and work with what has been given. It lives in the small beginning you choose to honor before the world calls it significant. It lives in the quiet work, the faithful return, the dream you keep nurturing, the care you keep giving, the life you keep trusting while it is still unfolding. You are the field.
You are the cultivator.
You are the becoming.
You are the one tending.
What is becoming? Your labor is seen. Your inner life matters. Your patience matters. Your care matters. The good taking shape in you matters.
Life is moving.
I affirm the life moving through me. I affirm the truth unfolding within me. I affirm the good I am here to cultivate. I affirm the blessing of becoming. I recognize possibility early. I honor what is taking shape within me. I trust the process of life. I participate fully in my own becoming. I am here.
I am willing.
I am tending
what matters.
I am blessed in the becoming. My patience matters.
My care matters.
My care matters.
My work matters.
My work matters.
My life
is part of a greater unfolding.